Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Best Show, hi.
Yes, I'm looking for Tom Sharpling, please.
Speaking.
Tom, this is Detective Morning Dew at the Newbridge Police Department.
Hello, Detective.
Yes, I wanted to get some details about the car break-in you experienced yesterday. So the break-in occurred at 2306 Muffler Row, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And that is the address of a store called the Autograph Hatch. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what, they sell autographs there? Is that right?
Yes, they do, Detective.
And it is underground, hence the need for a hatch. I see there is an entrance hatch there. I've never gone in it.
There is a hatch that you have to go. You have to lift the hatch and then go down a ladder.
Interesting. And how heavy is the hatch? I know this is a little bit off topic, but
how heavy
is it?
It's very heavy. Yes.
So say if you were an elderly woman, you probably wouldn't be able to get in there. Is that right?
I don't think any single human could get in there alone. You have to wait for another person to want to go shop there.
So I got it. You would need help to actually get in the store.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The Autograph Hatch is right next to Central Seafood, right?
Yes.
Very odd name for a restaurant, Central Seafood.
I don't know if it's an attention getter or if that's what's going on in there.
I don't know. It worked for me. I've eaten there at least twice, and it's quite good. And I will say, they do not skimp on shrimp.
At Sensual Seafood.
They don't. The weird thing about that place, you know, it's called Sensual Shrimp, and there's nothing erotic about the signage or anything. Mm-hmm. So you get this feeling that it's going to be, this is like these people are, they're not uptight, to name their restaurant that. But then there's this whole other angle. I don't know if you know about where the co-owner is kind of evangelical, and I'm not sure if you saw it on the menu. You know how there's deviled eggs?
Mm-hmm.
They have angeled eggs.
Huh. Okay, like he's offended by the very concept of the devil?
I guess so, yeah. Uh-huh. Angeled eggs.
Yeah. Interesting.
Unwieldy.
Yeah, and no one knows what that is either.
I guess no. I mean, I had one. It's a deviled egg.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Sure.
So, can I ask if you got any autographs?
I was pricing a couple things.
Can I ask what?
I've been in the market for a Danny DeVito, and I've been trying to do like a taxi collage.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I need Danny DeVito, Mary Lou Henner, and Jeff Conaway.
You don't have Conaway, huh?
No, okay. No.
Huh. You know that interesting thing about Mary Lou Henner?
She's got some sort of memory, super-powered memory?
It's amazing. You can say any date, like any date of while she was probably from the age of like 8 on or something, mm-hmm. she'll know exactly what she did that day.
I know that that's a skill, that I know that that's like a thing she promotes and stuff, but I always wonder how anyone can verify that, right?
Well, I think another aspect is they'll give the date, mm-hmm. whatever, December 2nd, 1985, And those people who have that can remember what happened that day, like a news item.
Okay, so that's
like
so,
like a very small news item, yeah. And so I guess that's how they verify it.
Okay, well that's interesting. She's got a super powered memory then.
She does. She does. You know, I've got a couple great autographs. I got to say.
Okay, like who do you have, Detective?
Well, I was fortunate to attend the 2016 Detective Hall of Fame brunch in El Paso.
Okay.
And I got my program signed by, oh my God, four of the all-time greats.
All the all-time great detectives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Detective Milt Stamey, Sergeant Ken Ollinger, Lieutenant Carol Brandington, Chief of Police Myron Stemmingford.
Okay. Are those, like, known names? Are those, like...
No, they're like the zombies of law enforcement. Zombies, the band, not the undead that walk the earth.
Sure, okay. So that's a big deal, those guys.
It's a huge deal, huge deal. Hey, let's get back to the report here. I have a list of some of the things that were taken. Can you verify these? 14 black Fred Perry shirts?
Yes, yes.
A trove of King Crimson live cassettes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. They took the entire thing?
They were rubber banded together, yeah.
Can I ask how many cassettes there were?
Probably more than 50.
50? One rubber band?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a very pricey rubber band.
Can I ask how thick the rubber band was?
It was pretty thick, like probably an inch around.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like an inch thick, yeah.
Wow, okay. And it says here, the manuscript for a musical you were writing called The Wacky Package Murders. Can I ask what that's about?
It's what it sounds like. It's a...
Okay.
I've been working on this musical that I consider kind of like... I'm not sure if it's like a... musical, or if it's like a very elaborate musical or a very simple opera. Like, I'm not sure what to consider it yet, but it's like, it's about the community of people who collect wacky packages that are like oddities, like misprints and things like that, and the value of those, and just that someone's killing someone, because there's a bottle of joy.
Yeah. And maybe did someone like drop some Never Ready batteries into it?
Yeah, it's like there's a net. It's like a misprinted card. The joy one would be just toy or something like that.
And then or Joe,
and there's like a yeah. Yeah,
so. I like it. Well, I can't wait to see this on Netflix.
Well, it's gone now, so.
Well, you never know. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of Netflix, I don't know if you've seen this show called Huge in France.
No, I have not.
Well, this is the first I've ever heard of this. It's a scripted comedy about a stand-up comic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's as the title says, he's huge in France, and he basically comes to America where he's nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've never seen a show about a stand-up comedian.
I think it's great that finally that community is getting some screen time.
It is, and we need to know what their lives are like.
Because it's bad enough that we never just see them. There's no place to just see stand-up comedy, the performance of it.
No, oh no.
Like, you can't see that, let alone the behind-the-scenes machinations of it.
It's a world we don't know about but need to know about.
Yeah, every part of it.
It's true. Hey, did you see The Dirt?
I did not watch The Dirt yet.
It's good, and I'll tell you, man, it's a testament to Motley Crue's talent that... they got a record deal in spite of never having their drums mic'd for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In that movie, they were not mic'd?
No.
How did they hear the drums?
It's a testament to their talent.
That they just were... That's how, I guess, is that how good of a drummer he was? That,
absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I always feel like you can tell a good drummer if they can really spin the drumsticks. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. That twirl.
Yeah. Like, if like they're working both sticks like that.
Right. Well, it's like Ringo. I mean, he was always twirling.
Yeah. He was always spinning those sticks. He was very, he was a showman.
He was. Look, I'm sorry I got sidetracked. Come on.
That's okay, detective.
Did you notice any suspicious people hanging around? Any flagrant hoodlums?
No more than usual, I guess. It's,
but
it's
like
not,
no one violent or anything.
Not particularly. No, it's a rough neighborhood to begin with.
Right. Right.
So.
Okay, so that answers that. You know, speaking of violence.
Yeah.
Did you hear this story about President Trump having a fight club in the White House basement?
He has a fight club. No, I did not. I have not heard that.
That's the word. And of course, you know, the word is that you know, he doesn't actually fight though. You know, he acts for the entire night like he's just chomping at the bit to get in there. You're like, come on, let me in there.
Uh-huh.
Let me fight. And then at the last second when it's his turn,
yeah,
he acts like he just got this like message or something and that he has to go upstairs and do big important things.
Sure, sure. Like he's just kind of like punching his fist into his palm, like that kind of.
Totally,
like,
yes, yeah.
Like let me at him.
Getting people to hold him back with that giant tie.
Yeah, that tie. It makes you think that there's like just a roll of them. Like it's like it's on like a roll, like when you're at the grocery store and
right.
You go to like the produce department to get a bag.
Yeah.
Like as if there's just a red spool of there's just like a spool of red tie that they just cut off enough for him that day. And they seem to be cutting a little too much off.
I agree. For all we know, that spool is like at the bottom of his feet and goes all the way up his back under his clothes. And it's just like an endless tie loop, you know?
It could be, yeah. It could be coiled out and he just can pull that off. Maybe it's perforated.
It could be. Could be. And then, you know, as he's going upstairs, you know, because he's got to do this important stuff and not fight, he does that thing that people do when they just got out of doing something that they really don't want to do, but they act like they really wanted to do it.
Sure.
Like, oh, damn, I wanted to fight tonight.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Like this is the worst news he's ever gotten that he's
exactly.
not going to be allowed to fight. Yeah.
Like he's PO'd that he can't do this. But
come
on. I mean, exactly. And let's be honest, he's in terrible shape, you know. From what I've heard, he is so upset that it's becoming spring and it's getting warmer out, so he can't wear his big hiding coats.
Okay.
So he's having hiding denim jackets made.
Okay, like a long.
Long and, wide. It's almost like a denim duster.
Yeah. Like, it seems like he would look like he's in, like, the Traveling Wilburys or something.
Exactly, yes. Or there's two of him.
Sure, in the
there's
denim.
Two Wilburys.
Yeah. Oh, so that's how much denim there is.
He could be. Yeah. What were their names? It was Clyde, Ricky Joe.
Wait, who are you naming now?
Bobby Midnight. The Traveling Wilburys. Clyde, Mickey Joe. Certain of those two.
I don't know about those. I think you're thinking it's more like Tom Petty. And
hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
No, they had names, though.
Oh, I don't know those names. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, you know what Trump needs to do to get in shape?
What's that?
He needs to go to pressure wash camp.
What is that, detective?
Pressure wash camp?
Yeah.
Well, you know how people go to those boot camps, you know, to get in shape really quick?
Uh-huh.
You know, this is the same thing, but it utilizes the most powerful pressure washers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a workout. Those things, like the big ones, really work everything. They work the arms, the legs, the core. So you're just pressure washing this giant wall for like 2 hours. That's pretty much the workout, you know, back and forth, up and down, back and forth, circular, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you really get in shape.
Uh-huh.
And there's also this element where you can make money, too.
Because you are actually pressure washing stuff.
Yes. Yeah, we go to a house, pressure wash the F out of it, and then the person comes out of the house and you go, hey, we pressure washed your house. It'll be $100.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of times that they say, no, we're not going to pay it. So, you know what happens?
What?
They get pressure washed.
Okay. So you blast them with the pressure washer.
Yeah, it's high power too, yeah.
Yeah. That
I saw someone's lip get torn off.
Yeah, that seems like it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But because those things are strong.
They are. That's why they call them pressure washers.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure in there. Hey, so is this a radio show?
It is. Yes, it's a live. It's an internet radio show that becomes a podcast the next day. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard. Okay, I've heard of that. So do you play music on the show?
A little bit, yeah. We play some music.
Ooh. I should give you a tape of my band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I started one with some of the other officers.
Uh-huh.
We're called the Good Guys.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all originals.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And we actually went out to Chicago and made a record.
You did?
We did. It was produced by Steve Albini and Barry Dworkin.
Okay, I know Steve Albini as the guy who has done a lot of production work.
Yeah, he produced Bush.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's more known for Nirvana.
Oh yeah, I could see that. Yeah, and the Fleshtones.
And I guess again, more known for Nirvana, I would say,
right.
than the Fleshtones.
Yeah.
And Barry Dworkin, the guy from the band The Gas Station Dogs.
Well, he's more than the guy from. He's the leader of it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he is the Gas Station Dogs, kind of.
He is. Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you, Barry really got under Steve's skin.
Okay.
And, you know, so much so that Steve ended up forcing Barry to shave off that big handlebar mustache.
Okay.
And then make a deep dish pizza out of it.
Ugh.
And then eat it.
He made him eat a pizza made out of his mustache?
He did, yeah. And the whole process, like, you know, the shaving and the preparing and the cooking, it was like solid 2 hours.
Yeah, that sounds pretty gross also.
It was. Hey, speaking of gross, sick stuff.
What's that?
We had to kick Officer Harrops out of the Good Guys.
Okay. The Newbridge policeman.
Yeah.
Why is that?
He could play well. He plays great rhythm guitar, but he wanted us to cover this song by Gigi Allen called "I Kill Everything I F."
Yeah, that's maybe on the edge of being appropriate.
It is, and you know I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like that kind of, you know, what I call raunch rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the good stuff. You know, I love Chicago.
Okay,
the band. I love. I'll tell you that for me, the ultimate Chicago lineup was of course Peter Cetera, Terry Kath, Robert Lamb, Lila Nane, James Pankow, Walter Parizader, Danny Serafine, of course, great stuff. I love Santana.
Sure, sure. Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you that this, you know, he's had a lot of great players, but this current lineup, I think, is the best he's ever had.
For the band Santana?
Yeah, yeah. You got, you know, of course, you got Carlos, and then you've got Benny Raitveld, Carl Perazzo, Andy Vargas, of course, Tommy Anthony, David K. Matthews, Polly Mahas, Cindy Blackman, of course, you know. Great drummer, great drummer. I'll tell you one of my absolute favorites, though. You know, when I, the band that really makes me feel good, you know, brings me out of my funk, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay, okay.
And I'll tell you, man, for my money, that 81, 82 lineup, unsurpassable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was,
You're right, Detective. Morning Dew.
Yeah, I you know, sometimes those Tic Tacs, they taste so good, you know, when you first put them in, it's like candy.
Yeah, yeah.
That coating, and then, you know, if you do a, you know, like, I can do like six, and I shovel them in, and it's like sweetness, and then they get hot, so I, you know, that's what that was.
Uh-huh.
But, oh yeah, Philip Bailey, of course, Larry Dunn, Ralph Johnson, great drummer, Johnny Graham, Andrew Woolfolk, Fred White, Roland Batista, Bayloid Taylor, of course. Great, just a great lineup. But I love a lot of the new stuff too. I like some current stuff. Broken Social Scene,
yeah,
one of my favorites. Yeah, I mean that 2005 lineup. Kevin Drew, of course. Brandon Canning, Justin Peroff, Andrew Whiteman, Charles Spearin, Julie Penner, Leslie Feist, of course, Dave Hodge, Lisa Lobsinger, and John Crossingham.
Okay, John Crossingham is in that lineup.
Of course, okay. Yeah, he was in the back for a lot of that stuff.
Sure, I was
one. A lot of those shows, yeah. He was obscured.
You yeah, really do yeah, seem but, to know the names of a lot of these people.
I you know, if I like something, I want to get way into it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like I got way into my all-time favorite band.
Your all-time favorite band?
Yeah, my please, all-time favorite band.
Please
has to be
do not say Polyphonic Spree.
The Polyphonic Spree. Yeah.
And
tell
now,
you, man.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I was just saying that I'm sure I'm going to ask you.
Uh-huh.
For the sake of, I can you not name everyone in the band?
Absolutely, I will not name everyone in the band.
Good, thank you.
But I will name, you know, of course, Timmy D, Mark Pirro, Jessica Jordan, Jenny Kirtland, Kristen Harden, who else? Elizabeth Evans, Julie Doyle, Natalie Young. Drummer. Don't tell me. Don't even give me a hint, okay?
I couldn't, if I had a gun to my head, I couldn't give you a hint.
All right, well, don't. The first name's Jason. Same name as a famous actor. Jason Garner, that's it, yes. Who else? Bach Norwood, of course. Rachel Wolf, Alan Hallis, Buffy Jacobs, Evan Weiss, Paul DeMere. He was the second trombone player. Don't tell me. He also played synth.
I don't know.
No hints. Mike St. Clair. Heather Test. Sean Redman. Kelly Test. Victoria Arellano. Nick Earle. Darren Heib. Yeah. See, I didn't say Ryan Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay. So that's
yes, I did.
You named all but one, but and then you just named them. So
I had to. I'm a completist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So you seem to really like the bands that have a lot of members in them.
I do. Oh my God. Well, I love a full sound. You know, I love a full sound. Oh no. Oh, that's.
What?
Hey, I just got a call that a flagrant 1078 is in progress over at the CD Submarine.
What is a 1078?
That's an exsanguination.
Oh, okay. A flagrant exsanguination.
Yes, yeah. It's like, you know how sometimes you'll hear about a crime and it's with special circumstances?
Yes, yes.
That's what flagrance is.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I will keep you posted as I gather info on your case and if there's any progress, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Detective.
Okay, it was good to talk to you. You have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
You as well. Thanks for calling.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Good night. I think he hung up. Did he hang up? Hello?